Until we meet again.
With the wraps on our morning session, we'll bring on our update from ABC and the morning show as well in just a bit from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. News This Hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions still surround President Biden and what should happen next in the Democratic Party following last week's debate performance. With the election just 4 months away, here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
What Democrats were saying privately just a few days ago, they are now saying publicly. I've been talking to over a dozen Democrats, and the concern is palpable. It is piercing. There is mounting pressure on President Biden from Democrats who are demanding answers about the president's mental fitness and who are also raising questions about whether he should go on with his campaign.
Hurricane Beryl heading toward Jamaica could make landfall in the next few hours, pass near the Cayman Islands tomorrow and hit Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula on Friday. Right now, it's a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of about 140 miles an hour. The ruling heat wave still bearing down on much of the country. Parts of Arkansas and Louisiana are expecting heat indexes of about 110 degrees today. This is ABC News. Fresh attacks in Ukraine. Russian missiles and drones hitting the eastern city of Dnipro, killing at least 5 people. At least 121 people dead in a crush of thousands at a religious festival in India, and dozens more are being treated.
Grieving loved ones recounting the tragic stampede in northern India. Authorities say massive overcrowding, insufficient exits, and other factors contributed to the high death toll. The crush occurred in a village in Uttar Pradesh state as large crowds rushed to exit a makeshift tent. What sparked the panic isn't immediately clear. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Wildlife officials are now trying to save owls by killing owls. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is expected to release a controversial plan today allowing for the killing of nearly 500,000 barred owls in western states over the next 30 years. Those owls have been crowding out smaller spotted owls, driving them toward extinction. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Happy 4th of July. It's family time, festival, and fun time. Please be safe. And when you're in Spring Green, stop in and check out all the beautiful ruby jewelry now on sale through the end of July at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
WRCO Radio will now conduct a test of the emergency alert system. Please note, this is only a test of the emergency alert system from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish dinner. Fish serve from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish dinner. Fish serve from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and 4 o'clock on Sundays. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
A high of 85 degrees with plenty of sunshine and warm conditions. West winds at 8 to 16 miles per hour today. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, patchy fog, a low of 62. 4th of July, partly to mostly cloudy and warm. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, especially by midday, a high of 84. Occasional showers likely Thursday night and 63. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler with scattered showers likely, maybe a few thunderstorms, and a high of 74.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
It's a special day reserved for family, food, and fun. The Village of Lone Rock invites you to join in the celebration of our nation's independence Thursday, July 4th, with a big parade at 11, followed by the EMS Chicken Barbecue at the Fire Station and the Sacred Heart Catholic Church Chicken Barbecue at Fireman's Park. The celebration includes great food and drink, Tuningo at 4, meat paddles at 6, the big raffle drawing at 6, with fireworks at dusk. No one celebrates the 4th of July like your friends and neighbors in Lone Rock. Bring the family for a great day in the Village of Lone Rock.
Your attention, please. Krogan's Do It Best retirement sale in Boscobel continues with everything on sale. Just in time for your 4th of July projects, all fertilizer, grass seed, garden hose, lawn chemicals, and all paint and stain, 25 to 50% off. The largest sale in their 91 years. Everything goes. Hurry for the best selection on all furniture, appliances, hardware, grills, and more. They're selling to the bare walls. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is closing their doors. Stop in today. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 to 4, closed 4th of July and Sunday.
Marty Richards from Greater Richland Tourism is our guest here this morning on The Morning Show, and it's great to have you along, Marty, as we look out at the one sunny day that we're going to have this month.
I think there's two.
Maybe there's two.
There's two coming.
But we did have some good weather for some of the events. Let's look back on the last couple of weeks here in the area.
You know, in the last couple of weeks, so I always look back at what happened in the past, and, you know, last year things were really awesome for doing events. Farmers not so happy, and the drought by the end of last year and really in this winter was concerning. And I know it was 2 years ago in August, it rained every weekend, and I'm talking with Mark McCauley about it, and he's like, ah, son of a gun, that's not helpful. You know, you Pine River Paddle and Tube and the Friends of the Pine, and now I really feel for Mark right now, because he's really got his work cut out for him, and he's kind of working through a tough time with family issue too, with a death in the family. But I'll tell you, those guys keeping the Pine open is huge for us, because that is, I would argue, one of our top five attractions. And, you know, really, it's been tough for them. We've only had a few days. Fortunately, you know, for the area and for everyone, we have a lot of different activities that attract people. We just got through a real busy time. I am ruining the day that, you know, June became Dairy Month, because I think we have a little bit of a hangover from that, where a lot of events happen in June, but it's not just June. It's all summer long. But we just got through the dairy days, you know, the dairy breakfast, you know, a set a record number of people served on a farm. The logistics of that, I think that may be our limit. If anybody's been to the dairy breakfast in Richland County, I'm the guy doing the direction of getting off the bus, welcoming you, but then also kind of directing that traffic and the pedestrian traffic coming in, and we might have hit our limit. It was controlled chaos there for a while. And then the rodeo, the next weekend, the rodeo parade and the rodeo for the rodeo parade, we had more just entries outside of the rodeo than we've had in a while. It was a really well-attended parade as far as people. But then also the entrants in the parade were awesome. And then the rodeo, I was talking with Kenda Deaver yesterday, and she said they had somewhere around almost 200 horses on the fairgrounds. And I know that the group of horses they had in the parade was as big as they've had in a while. And then their attendance was outstanding. They have done a very nice job of getting the word out on the Wisconsin State High School Rodeo Finals here at Richland Center, because their attendance keeps climbing. Prior to 2020 and COVID, there was a little bit of concern there if that event still had the allure it had in the past. And since COVID, it's come roaring back. Their attendance, I know she said over the weekend that they had, I believe it was over almost 2,000 people. It was just short of 2,000 people had attended one session or another of the rodeo. And so that's, you know, that's another, I always, when I see numbers like you're 1,000 or more, that's a big deal. That's not just Richland County residents. Those are folks from outside of the area coming. The dairy breakfast, I know we had, because I'm personally greeted about 3,000 of the people that came, over 4,000 that came, and we had people from 5-6 counties away, a lot of folks, urbanites, that were staying in the area, that they're like, oh my gosh, we got to go have, you know, breakfast on that. I petted a calf, you know, they're just, of course, it's a baby cow to them, and it's a calf, actually, and so you do a little education along the way. But while for us, you know, those of us who live in the area, it's like, oh, you got to see a calf. That's cool. To them, that's a lifetime experience. They have never seen a calf up close. And to be on a farm is really a neat attraction for those folks. They really appreciate it. And so while we may see those things as little details, for those who visit our area, they come for those experiences. And a simple experience like just seeing a calf up close where they can touch it is really phenomenal. And the Huff Nelsons at the Huff Nelson farm, they did an awesome job. That was just a really clean operation, and that was a great face for agriculture in our area.
Yeah, the wine walk a little bit ago.
Oh, yeah. And so the chamber deserves a real shout out. You know, the wine walk was awesome. Really, really enjoyed by everybody. And then also they had Taste of the Hills as well. Taste of the Hills, you know, so you had, I always say, don't be afraid of putting two events on the same day, because they can be different crowds. And at the Taste of the Hills, you know, really what a great experience, because the music was fantastic. The weather was awesome. You know, with as much rain as we've gotten, we have really hit the right weekends with our events. And it's like, you know, Jenga. We literally snuck in. You know, I think I've bragged about this before, and I've had people on the street say, boy, you got to quit saying that. It's going to bite you. But I have yet to have a parade that I was in charge of organizing that got rained on. And
it looked rainy that day.
And I've had a couple times it went where it's kind of close, but nope, it didn't rain.
No.
And Jeff Behrens gives me the business about that. Would you please quit saying that? But we're on a streak here where our events have been able to go off without any other, you know, changes, scheduling, anything. So that's really helped us out. And that's, I think, the dynamic you'll hear me talk about a little bit, about how the area tourism-related businesses have stayed relevant. They've stayed flexible. We offer multiple things, so that attracts a wider group to the area.
Thunderfest as well. Some years I've had Mick Cosgrove on the phone with me, like, okay, it's bearing down on us. We're going to have to lower the stage or do whatever. But this year, it went off without a hitch.
Yeah, that was unique. I was on my phone kind of checking the radar, and I'm like, why am I checking the radar? It's just a habit. It's like, what is it? Is the storm coming? There was no storm. And it, what a great event. I've talked with quite a few people to get their feeling on it. And what I caught was just this sense of comfort and really positivity that people just enjoyed being able to be there, listen to the bands, communicate with people, and just have a great experience overall.
Yeah, lots of food, good food and music and everything. So
yeah,
and the fireworks went off really well.
The fireworks went off fantastic. We heard a lot of positive things. And then, you know, of course, if you miss those fireworks Thursday, you can head to Lone Rock and they'll have their fireworks on Thursday night as well, which is another superior display. They do a really nice job there.
Yes, they do. So the last time you were here, Marty, you talked about looking at some numbers and you thought some of those would be out. Is that the case?
That is the case. And, you know, to kind of frame this discussion, we try, you know, so through Greater Richland Tourism, understand there's five entities now contributing room tax. We take that resource and we have designed a marketing campaign that encompasses like five different areas. So, you know, it's print advertising, digital billboard advertising, streaming, so online streaming on Roku, Fire Stick, people that stream their TV content, we are there as well. And then finally, social media side. And what we have done is we've developed, in starting basically late in 2020, we developed a campaign called Find It Here. So we would use our images, our video, different events, and we knew what the catchphrases were that people were looking for who visited this area. There had been a focus group survey. I believe Southwest Wisconsin Business Development had done it, that where they had surveyed visitors to the area. And this goes back to 2019, actually, when they did that. And like the five key words were, you know, scenic views, serenity, friendly people, and just the general area of being very relaxing. And so we've kind of used our images. And every now and then, you'll see one on the digital billboard here, where you'll see a bicyclist or a kayaker or just, you know, something from, say, the aquatic center, too. Kayaking. And, you know, you'll just see, and it's usually just one or two words. It's not because you can't. And digital billboards, you've got 8 seconds to get your message across. And we play those mostly in Milwaukee and Chicago. Now, we're not in Milwaukee this year because the Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee. It shuts down part of the town. Plus, that's a national crowd. We know who we're targeting, and we are targeting residents of certain areas of Milwaukee, as well as now we're into Chicago. So we have our billboard campaign and our streaming advertising campaign in northern Chicago suburbs and in the city of Chicago proper on the north side. And I'll kind of show you, we've got some numbers to back up that is working. But we also do print ads. And one of the magazines that we've done a lot of print advertising is Milwaukee Magazine. And why I bring that up specifically is it's unusual in print ads that you ever get a direct reference that, yes, I'm here because I saw that ad. And I've had two instances just in the last 2 months. Milwaukee Magazine does a nice job because I like that they do their print side. They'll just do an ad, but then they also do a travel guide that they did back in May. It's a pull-out section. Well, you know, Greater Richland Tourism in the area is in there. And then they also put us on their Instagram site as well. So you're getting social media exposure, not to our audience, but to their audience. And we're gaining followers because of that. Well, I've had two different instances where people, when I ask them, how did you hear about the Greater Richland area? They point blank said, well, I saw your advertising in Milwaukee Magazine. And that's rare. You rarely can get a visitor to tell you point blank, that's how we saw it. So that left an impression, right? Number one, they remembered it. And then number two, they actually came here because of that.
Is that a print magazine or is it electronic?
It's mostly print. Uh-huh. They do have an electronic online version, but it's print magazine, and it's really it is, I would say, targeted towards those of a higher social economic income bracket who are maybe foodies, but also outdoor adventures, which fits what we're looking for. So they fit our clientele, and I thought maybe they skewed younger, but after I looked at their actual demographic, it's wide age range. It's anywhere, male or female, from about 21 up to 80. I mean, it's really shocking. It's that wide. But yeah, it's a primarily print advertising. And I guess, real quick, broad explanation, even locally, this is important. When you, for those event organizers out there, if you're trying to figure out how do I get the word out about my event, in our area, you have to do three different methods to truly get all the audiences. Social media online is important. You need to do that. However, we're fortunate WRCO is very much an effective way to get messaging out. You have to do broadcast radio here. That's a little unusual because there's other cities, I would say, maybe that's not as effective. But you folks do just an awesome job of being involved in the community, and therefore the community listens to you. You've got a high listenership. I don't know if they ever do Arbitron here, which I don't know if Arbitron even exists anymore.
They do. And also online, you can tell online quite well, too.
So then social media is the other one.
Yeah.
You know, you do social media, you do print. You have to do print here. The Shopping News still has a pretty strong reach to, I would argue, maybe a little more mature demographic. But radio, broadcast, online advertising or social media, and then the print. And you have to, and really that transfers everywhere because people get their information from many different sources. And some other time I'll have to come on and tell you about our YouTube numbers now are going through the roof. That's been growing like crazy. We recently had a short video that got over 10,000 views off from YouTube. And YouTube for us was an afterthought. That wasn't initially a designed, yeah, we're going to go after this. But we found that's where we're finding the male demographic. It's all not all, but it's like 70% female on Facebook and Instagram. But YouTube is like 80% male. And I get it. It's like going to the hardware store. They use YouTube to go search for the item they want. So if you talk to anybody that uses YouTube that's a male, you'll just say, yeah, I don't know how to do this one task. And they'll say, just go search it on YouTube. And they go directly and find it. And I think that's one way to avoid the social discussions or political discussions, so you can go directly to what you're looking for. And for us, we find that those who are outdoors people, hunters, just those seeking unique experiences, they're out there looking, and it's really high male. And finally, we answered the question, how do we contact that male demographic? And that's how. So, but back to the number discussion. So those are the tasks that we're employing. All of those tasks, we have our campaign running advertising. It's not something that you can employ and bang, you get the result. It takes time because it's branding advertising. It's not event advertising. We don't put, say, the rodeo. We don't put rodeo into a streaming online ad because we don't, that's so narrow focused. It's such a unique niche that it isn't worth the value to try to do that. However, we will brand the area. So the scenic views. If you see our online ad, and I can share it with anybody, and we're developing a second one now, it's all about biking, hiking, kayaking. And so we're showing off the area. People are getting their first glimpse of the relaxation, the calm, and the serenity of this area. And that is the attraction first. That's the first attraction for folks to come to this area. So we've been running that marketing campaign. We really started it late in 2020. It was 2021 when we got into the digital side with digital billboards. And then late in 2021, we started our streaming advertising, the online ads in Milwaukee only. And now this was the first year we did it year round. And now this spring and March we started in Chicago, in Chicagoland areas. So how can we tell that what we're doing is working? That's, you know, that's my thing, is always to make sure what we are doing, we're getting a return on the investment, and this is a good use of those room tax dollars. And we have two predictive indicators. So there's two ways I can tell, I think this is working, or we can anticipate when we get those numbers from the Travel Wisconsin or Department of Tourism and the Department of Revenue a whole year later, that what we did a year prior worked. There's two ways. One is anecdotal evidence. You know, and you've had these discussions. You talked to Tony at the Outdoor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 65% or more of his visitors are not from the area. They are from outside. And I haven't even shared this with Tony, but we just had a lodging visitor who rented one of our cabins to come stay for a weekend. He literally put in his message to me, unprompted, "Yeah, I need to make it up there to make it to the Starlight 14 drive-in this year. I always go every year." He's from Chicago. You know, so it's like, wait a minute. But I think that helps highlight the different attractions we have. If I talk to the dining operators in town, and this isn't guessing for them, they know because their point of sale, if you use a credit card at all, they know where you came from. And they know, if I talk to the other dining operators, it's 65 to 70% of people who are dining out in the different places, not all the same, but at different places, 60, 65% is pretty common that they are not from the area. So that is one way that we can kind of get an idea. How is demand? Are things, you know, do we think things are working that we're doing through marketing? The other one that we look at that really starts to kind of tell the story is our website traffic. So in the website for Greater Richland Tourism existed prior to 2021, 2020, but it was really late in 2021 where we went to the new website that we have now. And it was like going from dial-up modem to broadband, because the website we had was nice, it was good, it got the job done. But now when you go to our website, I have other tourism areas, destination marketing areas, go, "Oh my gosh, who did your website?" And, you know, that's a closely held secret. We don't tell anybody because we don't want them to have the same thing. Not true. We share. But starting in 2019, we had 15,379 visits to our website. So keep that number in your head, 15,379. That was prior to our marketing starting up. That was prior to our new website. In 2021, the big increase, or the first big increase, happened. It went to 20,223 visits that year to our website. So, you know, you gain almost 5,000 views or visits in that 2 year. Really, it was in 1 year because it was flat. 2020 to 2021 was flat. There really was no increase, but our real marketing kicked in at the end of 2021. And so 2022, we saw went to 28,457. But the big number that I looked at was in 2023, our website visits went to 45,688 visits last year. That is over a 60% increase. Now in 2024, right? So we've expanded the marketing. We've already matched 40,000 views of our website in 2024. So you can kind of see where that is really an impressive trend of the growth that tells you the marketing must be working. We don't have proof for sure, because the real proof is when Department of Revenue, Wisconsin Tourism puts out their report that really shows how many people came to your area and spent money. That's really our goal. And so then, do we have that information? Well, that's what happens, is that finally, that's the problem. The report doesn't come out until June. We really don't know how successful our efforts last year were until June. We do have these predictive indicators, the increases in the website traffic, the anecdotal discussions I'm having with the tourism-related businesses, and what we look at then to really understand, did we do well or not, what was the direct visitor spending. And so what that is they take the state, so this is not us, but county by county, they take a look at how much was spent by visitors to a destination in recreation, retail, food, and beverage, including transportation and lodging as well. And there's kind of a, so like retail, they don't give you 100% of that credit. It's a weighted average. Lodging's much higher. Beverage and food's a little higher because, as we've talked, 65-60% pretty common comes from outside the area. And if anybody wants to combat those numbers and say, well, that matrix is wrong, it never changes. That measurement's been the same. So from year to year, you can easily compare it and go, okay, no, this isn't honest because it's apples to apples. They aren't changing the matrix, right, or the formula. So in that statewide report, what we learned in 2023, direct visitor spending, and really it's 2023, so the whole year of 2023, Richland County increased 6.6% over 2022. So there was $27,200,000 tracked that was spent as direct visitor spending in Richland County. That was an increase of 6.6% over 2022. In 2022, we had an increase of 14.5% over the previous year. And in 2021, we had a 12.3% increase. So we've got 3 years of very large increases that, quite honestly, any county would take. Because now in 2023, we're starting to see where our percentage of increase is starting to outpace other counties. So we're beating the norm, or we're beating what they're doing. For instance, we outpace 58 other counties in the state. That's a huge thing. We have never done that before. I went back and looked. Sometimes we'd have maybe four or five counties we would outpace that our growth in spending, visitor spending, would defeat, you know, maybe a few counties. But when I looked, it was interesting because Grant County last year, who, you know, they've got more dollars spent there, there's no doubt. But for us to be at 6.6% and they were at a 2.1% increase, Vernon County was actually at a negative 1.3%. And Crawford County, who we do kind of compare with fairly as far as like attractions, like population, different things, they had a 0.4% increase. So our increases are starting to show this trend line, and I've shared it online. There have been some other folks that have seen it as well and start to get it that, yes, we're starting to move the needle on consistent increases in visitor spending and visits to the area. The marketing is very directed to work, and it appears, by all means, it is working. Is that the only thing that makes it happen? It's just because of some genius marketing plan that all of a sudden people are finding our area and they're staying and they're spending more money and we have more tax revenue from that? No, there's many pieces to that happening. So I don't, you know, it's that's a detailed discussion. So that's maybe in another half hour here. There's quite a bit to explain there.
Well, that's interesting, too. So you wouldn't be able to track cash, though, right? If somebody came in and dropped cash, you don't know where they're from.
So there's two issues that you kind of look at and go, okay, we're missing some things here. So, yeah, if people come and spend cash, and you can safely assume urbanites are going to use card, except when you go into cities and you go to certain restaurants, you'll see we don't accept cards. Right? Mm-hmm. Because they are starting to combat the card fees.
Sure.
So our visitors coming here, urbanites thinking, I'm not going to use cards because I'm starting to get taught not to use cards. I think there's a percentage of that. Is it a large percentage? Probably not. But there is a little bit. You're right. There are some spending that's not tracked. But does it vary greatly from year to year? Probably not. It's probably the same percentage. The other thing is nonprofits. So the 80 German Warehouse is a nonprofit. They don't collect sales tax. And this is what that's based on. You know, their Department of Tourism is going to the Department of Revenue and saying, hey, and they did this years ago. They said, we got this matrix. Can you give us a report on your tax collections, sales tax collections in these counties, in these categories? Well, 80 German Warehouse doesn't collect sales tax. So they're not even in this equation. So if they were to have a large influx of travelers, we would not see that. And I know this year they've had quite a few groups come in, and they're starting to build that knowledge of, hey, you can come here and do that tour. So they're improving, you know, their awareness to others, to visitors. Are we going to see that? We're not going to see it from their visits. We will see it from those groups who stay here, who eat here, who might buy gas. We will see that. So, yeah, there are a couple things in the report that personally I look at and go, well, son of a gun, you know, I wish we could capture that. But there are going to be things you're going to struggle to capture. Also, I would say that it's the same every year, though. So you are still comparing apples to apples.
Okay. Marty Richards joins us. We're going to talk more tourism surrounding Richland County when the morning show continues.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
A member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Marty Richards, Greater Richland Tourism, is with us as a guest in the Morning Show studios today, talking about all the great things related to Richland County and bringing people in here. It is pretty amazing. If you just stood here and watched cars go by on Highway 14, the number of kayaks on cars, the number of bikes on cars.
License plates.
And license plates, too.
One of my favorite pastimes is it used to be I had to go to the kayak landings and look at the license plates. Now I just look Main Street, Highway 14. You know, the number of Minnesota, Illinois, and Iowa license plates, you can't help but notice that. And I think there are those in the community that kind of wanted to think, nope, that's not happening, you know, or that's not working. But now, if you're paying attention at all, and really in our advertising in general, in your advertising, you know, the events that are attracting people to the area, as well as the tourism-related businesses. You start to hear, it's a different flavor than it was 20 years ago. They're not ag-related many times, or it's fewer than it was. I think it's more events, it's more tourism-related, you know, attractions. It's changed. Things have changed. And there's a lot of credit due to those businesses that have figured that out. Mm-hmm. I want to say this again because I want to make sure that people don't miss this. And that was that last year, over $27 million was spent that was direct visitor spending in Richland County. And that was a 6.6% increase. And that's increase upon increase upon increase over 3 years. And that we did outpace 58 other Wisconsin counties. Now, that directly corresponds to state and county sales tax revenue as well. So directly Richland County and the residents of Richland County benefit from that. So if we look at the 0.5% county sales tax on $27 million plus, it brought in over $136,000 that local residents didn't spend. And I know there are some folks that may want to argue it and say, listen, you know, that how do you know that came from outside? Well, wait a minute, we had a growth of 6.6%. Does that mean there's someone going to argue that our population grew that much? Because where'd that come from? And so those are outside dollars. It did not come from local folks, and especially in that matrix, how they rate it. We can see the increases in everything that has been happening on the tourism side. So can the tourism commissions, which now Ron, your own beloved Ron Fruit, is the chair of the, because he got into city government just, I think, to help out. And now he found himself as the chairperson of the Richland Center Tourism Commission. And we have the Eagle Tourism Commission, Ithaca Tourism Commission now as well. And then Forest Township will also have one shortly, and Richland Township will as well. So is it just these tourism commissions all of a sudden are just hitting it out of the park? Well, I'd argue there's success there, absolutely. We can correspond or correlate increases in the spending and in our website visits to the marketing campaign. However, our tourism-related businesses had to step it up too. And they had, you know, because we might get a traveler once and then they're out. Now, pretty soon, and if it wasn't a great experience, now it's going to be, wait a minute, you know, the word will travel. It will travel. But if you go online and look at reviews, we're starting to see some really nice reviews of experiences at our different tourism-related businesses. I would argue our live music is really strong in this area. Driftless Music Gardens brings an experience that you have people coming from 5-6 states to go to Yuba, Wisconsin, the smallest town in Wisconsin, which they just did an article not too long ago in the Wisconsin State Journal about it, that Yuba is the smallest corporated town in Wisconsin.
That's a good trivia question. I didn't know
there
that.
There you go. Yep. Write that one down. But Driftless Music Gardens is bringing, you know, regional and national acts in, and that brings, you know, typically their crowds are around 1,600 to 1,700 people on an average. The Branding Iron in Lime Ridge, who we've adopted them into the greater Richland area, they have open mic nights that I can sing, but I am not going up at that mic to sing because some of the people they get are outstanding. And I'll go up and provide about a minute of comedy relief. I've done that, but I've only got a minute in me. Beyond that, it's not funny. Central Boarding House, Marge at Central Boarding House has some outstanding music nights, and she has one coming up as well. Wild Hills Winery with their Wind Down Fridays have great acts every Friday night. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce really deserves a lot of credit too, because they're doing regular monthly events. Taste of the Hills was one with two live artists, and then they have their night markets coming up starting in July, the third Friday, July, August, and September. They have their live music offerings there as well, not to mention the vendors too and the food. So it's really a cool night market event under the stars. Also, something that we're starting to see in our area take growth are these outdoor experiences with farms or just experiences. So Kewaden Farms and through their nonprofit, Driftless Curiosity, offer a lot of workshops of just gardening, fly fishing, different experiences you would have in the Driftless area. Chicken Ridge Farm last year was a new experience, and I know everybody that took kids up there loved it. You know, it was kind of the traditional pumpkin patch experience, yet they've added a lot to it. Now I know they're hoping to have a flower event. They're kind of waiting to see what the rain did to their flower situation, but they're expecting to have a flower event in August. And I'm going to throw these things at you, but if you go to greaterrichlandtourism.com, check our calendar of events, you'll see that information. Oakwood Fruit Farm has expanded their hours and their times, and I know they have new things planned in the future as well. And then also the farm direct-to-consumer opportunities. Parker Century Farm, if you head to Viola and then go out in the hills of Forest Township, they really have a cool experience with a lot of locally made and then sourced items. Some of their own food, but then also they have sheep's wool, yarn, soaps, different things from local providers and artists. Really a cool experience just to go out there and see those folks and what they offer. And they have one of the more friendly dogs in the world too, he's the official greeter. Just an awesome experience there. And then Hipsch Hill Farms, so the farm store concept. So you can go up to Hipsch Hill and they've just got a little farm store. You can buy direct just their beef right off from their farm. And then the Richland Locker deserves a mention, because the Richland Locker and Craig and the gang down there has really done a nice job of making no matter who you are, if you're from the area, you know, the old setup they had, I kind of enjoyed it. You'd go out there and you get up there, and it could be intimidating from folks from the city because there they are butchering that steer right behind the counter. Now you go in and it's like a deli, you know, it's a delicatessen. Plus you can get fresh cut of whatever it is you're looking for. I also love that they're offering seafood, and we've had the tuna steaks they offer there, and that's outstanding. They're really doing a nice job as well. But then our other tourism related businesses that have just continued, they were here before, they're still here, but yet they're picking it up. They're continuing to be relevant for what our visitors are looking for. And I would just mention real quickly, Galaxy Skate Center, you know, Phil's done a lot of updating just recently there. That's the key. You know, you put a lot of money into buying a business and maintaining it, and you think, nope, we're here. I've put that much money into that improvement. Sometimes business owners kind of get caught. Well, but you did that improvement 20 years ago. Phil's done a real nice job of, no, we need to keep improving. And so just they shut down for about a month. They'll be opening up here pretty soon, and I'm going to chat more with him. We'll do a video about what they've done. But they have put more new renovations into their facility, which is a skate rink, which if you talk to most people from the area, they're like, oh, okay, Galaxy Skate Center's there, whatever. But it's another one, much like Starlight 14. The people that come and use it a lot are from out of the area because they don't have that opportunity or that experience. And so it does bring people to the area that otherwise may not have come.
Right.
And then Tony deserves a lot of credit. Out Starlight 14, the classic movie nights. I'm excited about that. I know.
It's coming up.
Yep, you are too. And yeah, that's coming real soon. So there's a lot, there's a lot happening with those businesses that also drive those numbers you're seeing as well. And I've mentioned the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce and what they've done with their events. The Lions Club, the Richland Lions Club, deserves a lot of credit with their cruise and burger nights at the fairgrounds. And that's really a unique experience. We're starting to see, and we've got some businesses, you know, RC Tacos also is doing their cruise in night. And boy, there's, you know, the Classic Car Group is starting to figure it out that there's a bit of a community here where they can get together and show off their cars. And, you know, Casanova has, I'm trying to remember which Saturday it is, but
it's coming up this weekend.
It's this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Kaz
Cars and Coffee.
Yep. Kaz Cars and Coffee, plus a farmer's market as well. And there's no judging there. So if you've got an item, you know, a collector car, feel free to just go up there and have people look at it. It's nobody, you know, it's not like my household where I get judged all the time. You can just take your car, your collector car or truck and go on up there and just join in on the fun. So, but there's a lot going on. And I would say I get excited when new businesses join the fold. And English Prairie Distilling, if you have not been down to Muscadet in the last, you know, 2 months, I strongly encourage you to take the time to go down. And they have mocktails too, so you don't have to be a drinker. But what they've done, number one, to rejuvenate two old buildings that were not in the greatest of repair, and added on. They've got a beautiful outside area that's for lounging and live music. And then they have their inside. But I'm a huge old-fashioned fan. And if you are, you will want to try their maple old-fashioned. It is outstanding. And Scott and Sue have really done a fantastic job of, number one, rejuvenating a building that may not have been the most attractive building on Main Street, plus adding business and jobs and tax revenue to the area. And that's just a really good study of how you start a business, taking a lot of investment. They've really done a lot of work to get to where they're at, but they have a fine product and just a fantastic experience. And I encourage everybody to go try that, check that out.
Month of July, there are quite a few celebrations this month as well, Marty.
Yeah, like I said, we thought June was busy and, okay, we'll relax in July. Well, that was a foolish thought process. So I already mentioned Thursday in Lone Rock. They have a full day of events with a lot of things happening. That's the 4th, Thursday the 4th. And then Kaz Celebration and Boaz Fun Days kick off. Those run July 19th through the 21st. Casanova, that celebration, they have got just an absolute ton of events happening there. There literally is something for everyone in Kaz that weekend. And then Boaz, you know, Boaz may be one of the last places that still has the softball tournament, the old classic softball tournament. And I believe they have 16 teams. I know it's full. The tournament's full. And I know that it's a big deal. And I know there's some guys that come back and play that are our age, which I don't know what they're doing. That's a surgery waiting to happen.
They have for years, yeah.
But they're still coming back and playing. So that one. And then also Call Park, they also have the chicken barbecue plus car show drive-in. And then the Boogie Down Festival at Driftless Music Gardens, which is just another really cool event. That's July 11th through the 13th. And then I'm kind of excited because I remember seeing this live at Ithaca. The Music Man, the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin, are doing that starting on July 26th, two consecutive weekends. And I'm looking forward to seeing that one. I went to Elf, and that was really outstanding. Mm-hmm. I guess what strikes me of what they're doing, these aren't simple productions. It is a ton of people. There's a bunch of kids, which you know, you and I have experience as high schoolers, and we were unruly. I can't imagine how kids, which we're not those kids, so they're probably well-behaved
They're better behaved, I believe.
They're better behaved kids. But, you know, it just, their productions are pretty elaborate. You know, it's a pretty big deal. And I at times wondered for Elf if the stage was big enough for everything they were doing. But just really outstanding, Andrew and the group, all the work that they put in. I'm looking forward to that one as well. But those are the major events. There is a whole ton of other stuff happening. And so I just encourage folks, go to greaterrichlandtourism.com, our calendar of events. We try to keep that very much up to date to what's happening. I also know the Richland County telephone book is coming out soon, and our calendar of events for major events will be in there as well. So that'll kind of help people see what's going on in the area as well. So if you prefer it in print form, it's there. If you want to go online to our website, to our calendar of events, then you'll see that there are, you know, we keep that up to date. If you see something, if you see an event that you think a visitor might enjoy, and honestly, I've seen visitors go to Lord's Acre sales at churches, a small gathering, and love it. And they spent a ton of money, and they had a blast. You know, they just, all of a sudden, they're in the auction, and they're buying a half a beef. I saw that happen. A guy from McQuanago was just visiting, saw that they were at Willow Valley, saw they were having the Lord's Acre sale. They stopped, they ate, and pretty soon he had spent about $400 on auction items, which we thanked him very much.
Thank you very much, yeah.
Now be on your way with your frozen meat. I don't know where you're going with that, but have fun.
And then, of course, next time you're on, we'll be a little bit closer to things like Hispanic Heritage Day. And Pumpkin Fest is going on again this year.
Yeah, Pumpkin Fest is gaining steam. You can see that event, it will have some added attractions and things. It's a great time. That's a great time frame to have it. Also, just keep in mind, this year, Center Color Fest will be that first Saturday or that first weekend, and there will be a lot of things surrounding that, events. And then, of course, the Chamber will have the Wine Walk as well in the fall. That's a very highly attended one as well. So
good.
A lot going on.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And
good news. There's a ton of good news in this. You know, there's new businesses. There's more money coming to the area, more people coming to the area. And I think there's a lot of good news in that.
Great. Well, thanks for hearing. We need some good news these days.
Well, I think if you turn the national network news off, you'll feel better immediately. And then number two, if we start to look locally, there are some really good things happening, and there are good people putting a lot of effort into having good things happen.
Indeed. Marty, thank you much.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Happy 4th of July,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you too, Phil. Thank you.
Marty Riches from Greater Richland Area Tourism, our guest on The Morning Show today.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Boscobel's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Boscobel, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.